after losing an 11-day legal battle to avoid having his visa cancelled. The immigration minister had claimed the tennis star's presence in Australia could stir up anti-vax sentiment, but Serbia's political leaders have accused the Australian government of torture and leading a witch hunt. In his homeland, Novak Djokovic remains a hugely popular figure, and while he may not be going home with a trophy, many locals are still offering him a hero's welcome. Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins reports from Belgrade.
At Novak Djokovic's tennis centre in downtown Belgrade, the courts are empty and icy. But locals in this area have a fiery response to the tennis star's deportation. Here's Belgrade resident Ivan Suskic.
It's really bad, you know. I'm really, angry because of it, and I'm sad because of it and angry, and I think it's a bad decision.
The world number one spent 11 tumultuous days in Australia, and in that time had his visa revoked twice and launched two court challenges. Ultimately, three federal court judges backed the decision of Immigration Minister Alex Hawke to use his ministerial powers to deport the athlete for not meeting vaccine entry requirements. Belgrade local Slajana Radanovic says the news has devastated many.
I think it's very ugly and unfair, and he really doesn't deserve it.
Mr. Hawke says Djokovic was deported on health and good order grounds. The focus on his vaccine status has frustrated some residents here who believe the media attention has turned the Serbian into an anti-vax icon. Regardless, many were still hoping to see the player claim another Grand Slam title.
He's one of the best things that Serbia has at the moment. Those days you don't have, unfortunately, a lot of great things in Serbia. So Novak is the best.
Top government officials in Serbia are offering unwavering support to the athlete, with President Aleksandar Vučić lashing out at the Australian government.
It was not only intellectual but physical torture against Novak Djokovic. And there was something else which was even worse. That was a witch's hunt organized against Novak Djokovic.
Serbian Prime Minister Ana Brnabic says the country would like to see him at home. She says he will be welcomed and loved in the country, and accused Australia of mistreating him.
I think the decision is scandalous. I'm disappointed, and I think it showed how the rule of law functions in some countries. That is, how the rule of law does not function. It's been incredible to witness brutal lies, incredible lies in Australia by the representatives of the state.
It's not clear whether Djokovic is returning to his home country or to his main base in Monte Carlo. In a statement, he thanked his fellow Serbians for their support, saying it provided him with strength throughout the saga. This is Isabella Higgins in Belgrade, reporting for AM.